We have been sharing about steps to the anointing. Steps to the anointing. Steps to the anointing. All right, now, the anointing is the equipping of Christians for the work that God has cut out for us to do. All right, spiritual work. And Christians are messengers. We're all supposed to be ministers. Bible calls us ministers of reconciliation. All our works, our activities are supposed to be such that in so doing, whether in preaching, in action, in kindness, in generosity, in speech, in relationships, we will manifest Christ. You know that song, when anyone looks at me, let them see Jesus. Let me be a reflection of his love and mercy to them. When they start to read my life story, I wanted to bring my Savior glory. When anyone looks at me, let them see. So you may be the only Bible somebody will ever read. You may be the only expression of kindness that somebody will ever see. You may be the only Jesus somebody will ever see if you really walk the Christian walk. What made Jesus Jesus? The Spirit of God. And so Jesus, when he was leaving, he did not go selfishly with the Spirit of God. Lord, you see, I've accomplished. But he went and asked of the Father, look, you told me to go and save these people. Look, it's not easy in the world. This is the Holy Spirit. You must send it. The Spirit that you gave me, that's the only way I could survive here. Yeah. It's not easy in that earth. Satan has not been spared the people at all. The Holy Spirit must be given. And so he promised the people he came. When he came in Acts chapter 1, he said, look, wait for the promise of the Father, which I told you about. I am talking to the Father. Go and wait. And that will come. John the Baptist baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. In Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. You see that? For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And in Acts 1, 8, it said that, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you for you to become what? Witnesses. And we are all witnesses. That name, Jehovah Witnesses, is not one for one sect. Yeah, we are all supposed to be Jehovah's Witnesses, Christ's Witness. Maybe to make a differentiation, let's call it, we're supposed to be Christ's Witnesses. Yeah, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, that you'll be witnesses unto me, Jesus Christ. Okay, Jesus' witnesses. Yeah, Christians are witnesses. All right, so we should all be going out like Jehovah Witnesses instead of calling ourselves Christ's Witnesses, witnessing. Witnessing by our lifestyle, witnessing by our talk, the way we work. And somebody said, look, he's a Christian. That's why he's talking that way. He's a Christian doctor. That's why. And then it should minister to the person. Okay, so now that can only come by the Holy Spirit. That makes you receive that ability or power to become a witness. That's for all Christians. So he said nobody should start Christianity until they have received that power. And in Acts 2, that power came. And they began to witness, and all of the church, not just apostles, Peter and that, everybody who was in the church that day was given the Holy Spirit. Bible says, and they began to speak tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The Spirit came with all. They were all in one accord. And Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. So Christian utterance is a thing of the Spirit. It better be. Otherwise, there's no Christianity. Okay? And for that matter, everybody must be aware of the presence of the Holy Spirit or the anointing. Because that is what makes you a Christian, and that is what we are equipped with. Without that equipping, you are not a Christian. Or if you are equipped with the Holy Spirit and you are not using it, you are very selfish in some way. Okay, because God equipped every Christian. Those days in the Old Testament was for a few people. Kings, priests, prophets, special people that were chosen. But now, all. All. And everyone that, I said that sometimes the best way to study the Holy Spirit is not even in the New Testament, but the Old Testament. Because the New Testament is so common that everybody thinks everything is okay. But in the Old Testament, there were special, and they were all working special works when they had the anointing. They were turned into another man. You are another man in Jesus' name. And for special works. And oh, if we just have the Holy Spirit and we just sit and stare, or we just sit at home and just use, become selfish, it's a problem. Okay, so we need to be aware that the Holy Spirit is for a purpose. Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's the anointing that will make you do good. So I'm going to talk about the anointing. We've talked about various types of anointing and the steps to get there. Today we want to talk about one or two types of anointing and how the steps to get there. First one is called the kingly anointing. Someone say the kingly anointing. Now, you'll realize, like I said, in those days, the anointing was given to kings, priests, prophets, and then special people who may sometimes be called judges and all that. Now, so when we say kingly anointing, it means the anointing, when the anointing comes on somebody who becomes a king, what happens to the person? One would ask, are we kings? Well, the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1, that's the first king that the Israelites got to know was Saul. Okay. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head, or anointed him, and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? Hallelujah. To be captain, or that word captain is also the word king, overseer, steward, in charge. God makes you in charge of his inheritance. Everything that God has, he puts us in charge right here on this earth by equipping us with what we call the anointing, the Holy Spirit. So anytime God gives you, is also the anointing for leadership. God is expecting, you see, a leader leads. A king leads, a king directs. God is expecting that every one of us who has the Holy Spirit is like a king who is now leading a group of people. If as a Christian you are not leading any group of people, it's a problem. Even in your own home, you're supposed to be a leader, a king, who with a kingly anointing is leading people the right way based on God's inheritance. God gave you children, that's your inheritance, and he's making you a king or a priest. You see that? So it's very important for us to understand. That's why in Hosea, the Bible says that if you refuse, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. And then the next thing is that if you refuse to share the law, you know, to your children, God will also reject your children. Yeah, because you have rejected my law, I've also rejected your children. Hosea 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. And thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing that you have forgotten the law of the Lord, I will also forget your children. You see that? So anybody, if you don't operate by the law, by the word in your house and teach your children, that household literally is rejected. And it is not because of the children, but because of the parent in there. It's right here in the Bible. And you are not operating that because there's a lack of knowledge. That's why people perish. So you better, mother, you better sit up and do quiet time with the children. Dad, you better sit up and lead your family in quiet time and in prayer. Amen. And children, you better remind parents who don't pray and who don't lead us in prayer and lead us in any word. Children, remind mama, 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 we don't want to perish. We don't want God to reject us. Please pray with us. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Because we are kings and priests. And the Bible says, actually, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, that, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, and to him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us what? Kings and priests unto God and this Father. Hallelujah. Kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So God has made us into kings and priests. And mainly what it means is that the same way that kings, in those days, kings and priests qualified for the anointing, God in his own wisdom has made us, in who are in Christ, kings and priests, has qualified us for the anointing. You are the next to be anointed in Jesus' name. Amen. So when we talk about the kingly anointing, we are not saying that you should wear a crown before you walk in that. That you should be aware that spiritually God has made us as Christians kings and priests and qualified us just like Saul. As we're talking about Saul, it's time to talk about ourselves as the kings. We were actually talking about what's going to happen to us. Every analysis you made of Saul in the first part of this meeting, we were analyzing you. We're analyzing you. Now that the anointing is coming upon you, how are you going to behave? Are you going to behave like Saul behaved? Are you going to behave like David behaved? Are you going to love the Lord, or you're going to walk in rebellion? Many of us are backsliding and walking the way of Saul. But we're about to turn around to become walking the way of David in Jesus' name. Yeah, the two greatest examples of kingly anointing in the Bible are here. It's in the book, David and Saul. Two greatest examples of what you can be. And in fact, it also means there are two types of Christians. Yeah. See, God anointed both of them, but one walked the anointing in line with God and put everything to God. Everything. David inquired of the Lord. But Saul just pleased the people. He said, the people said that Samuel says that we should kill all the people and everything. So Saul said, the people will say, no, take the fattened things and take Agag the king just to go in. And then he will listen to the people. All kinds of things. Rebellion. You see that? So, kings and priests. How are you operating? David operation or Saul operation? May you be David operational in the anointing in Jesus' name. All right. So you will notice how King Saul rose to a place of authority through the anointing. The Bible says he kissed him. When the anointing comes up, God has kissed you. He has loved you with the anointing. He kissed me and said, is it not because you are anointed? Is it not that God has anointed you to be king or to be captain over his inheritance? All right? I see captains in you in Jesus' name. All right? So Saul was completely transformed into a different person and was exalted because of the anointing. Okay? So that's what's going to happen to you. So 15 powerful effects of kingly anointing. What to expect and therefore how to walk the kingly anointing. Number one, after you are anointed, you will recover things you have lost. Say amen, somebody. Any Christian who accepts the anointing and accepts it as, I am now captain of God's inheritance. I am operating God's inheritance. I am now for God. I've accepted it. The next thing is you recover a lot of things that are lost. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 2, when Samuel anointed Saul as captain of God's inheritance, it is stated in verse 2 that when thou art departed from me today, thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin of Zelzah, and they will say unto thee, the asses which thou went to seek are found, and lo, thy father has left the care of the asses, and soweth for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? It's very interesting. David too, when he was anointed, the same thing. You know, he went and did some work for the Lord, and when he came back, everything had been stolen. He recovered all. God, he asked the Lord, should I go pursue? He said, pursue, overtake, and recover all. I tell you, pursue, overtake, and you shall recover all in Jesus' name. Everybody that is totally dedicated to God's heritage and to being captain through the anointing of God's heritage, you see yourself as this is, look, in Christianity, literally there will be nobody on your, if you get a Samuel to tell you what you are doing, you are blessed. You are blessed. And you better follow the Samuel to let the Samuel tell you what you should do.
Amen.
Yeah. Otherwise, you perish. Otherwise, you perish. A Samuel is a blessing. And you see how Saul interacted with Samuel and what it led to. He lost it. He was rejected. May you not be rejected by the Lord. But David, even in his misbehavior, his response was so good that God said, no problem. No problem at all. David will still be with me. Okay, so be proper in your charge of God's heritage. Amen. You will restore, everything will be restored in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But what happens is that instead of waiting, believing God to restore everything, we go searching everything. No, leave what they told, leave the search to the side and focus on now. Sit down now and leave everything you've lost. And let's focus on the anointing. Let's focus on what needs to be done with the anointing and see what happens. And someone had to say, look, everything that you said is okay. It's going to be okay. Yeah, it's like seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All other things shall be added. Yeah. And truly, he found everything. The father has ceased worrying about the cattle. Now was worrying about him. May that be your story in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Two, the kingly anointing will make you go forward and make progress in life. Anointing will progress you in Jesus' name. Verse 3 says, then shalt thou go on forward from now, from here, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, not three children. Kids are children of goats. And another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. Wow. You will move forward in Jesus' name. I have never regretted accepting the role that the Spirit has in me as a Christian, that I am made a Christian. And any time that you are made a Christian, you actually have the Spirit of the Lord upon your life. And because the Spirit of the Lord is upon your life, therefore, you're supposed to move forward. Where's Ajua? Is she hearing me? Is she asleep? Okay. Good. All right. So, I'm telling you, the you move forward. You move forward. God never called us to demote us. Never. You move forward. You will move forward. If the anointing is on you and you're not moving forward, it's not that you're not moving forward, but your assessment of forward is a bit warped, or we are walking in disobedience. Yeah, you move forward. If God is with us, we'll move forward. If we respect the anointing, we'll move forward. If we accept the responsibility that anointing places on us, we'll move forward. We only retrogress when we deviate. You see, sometimes you can use the anointing to do the wrong thing. Then it's a deviation now. Like so. Okay. So he moved forward. And clearly, he moved from the littlest, as the Bible says it, to the great. I'm so happy that we are learning about 1 Samuel. You know, then the kingly anointing, number 3, will make men salute you. Say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Salute you. You will be respected in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will no longer be ignored and disregarded.
Amen.
Those who despise you will be forced to reckon with you. And Bible says, and they will salute thee. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 4, they will salute thee. You see, when anybody salutes you, it's a recognition of authority and a certain office of repute. Amen. Yeah. It's not everybody they salute. When they salute you, they mean something.
See, suddenly, because of the anointing, this man came in, even at a point, small money to pay the seer to tell you where the donkeys were, he didn't have. I mean, a guy who didn't have anything, even when he needed a small money to give to the seer, he had to ask the servant. The servant was richer than him. He came with his servant had more money than him. But when it was over, because of the anointing, the kingly anointing, even the name kingly, you shall be kingly in Jesus' name. Amen. Kings and priests. Yeah. So the next one is that you will go to God's presence when the kingly anointing is upon you. You will go to God's presence. You see? Or, in other words, the way to look at it is that if you want to walk in the, check yourself whether you are operating the kingly anointing, see whether you go into God's presence. And if going into God's presence is a problem, then perhaps, like Saul, you are now operating, deviating from the kingly anointing. Yeah. So the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 5, and that thou shalt come to the hill of God. You see that? Now, the hill of God is the Kodesh, the holy hill. Psalm 15 says, who shall go to the holy hill? That means the presence, the dwelling place of God, the presence of God. The place where God dwells. You get my point? So that's a holy hill, the holy hill. See that? Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? So that's the presence of God. So the Bible says of Saul, in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 5, that after that thou shalt come to the hill of God. The hill of God, the presence of God. Anointed people like the presence of God. Yeah. One of the things that I use to gauge whether somebody is leaking anointing or is gaining in the anointing is how much the person loves services and the fellowship. Yeah. When the person is always finding ways of leaving the presence of God, because he's draining anointing. Yeah. Yeah. When the anointing is really upon, when you are walking in the anointing, and you have embraced. Now, I'm serious. You watch it. When people are upgrading in anointing, they are more at services, more at fellowship, more in prayer, more in the word. Yeah. You, if you like, no matter how anointed you are, you leave fellowship, leave prayer, leave the word. You will leak. You become light like paper. Yeah. See, that's one of the things that Saul didn't have, didn't like the presence of God. David, one of the things that kept him, he loved the presence of God. He loved to worship. He loved, even in 1 Samuel chapter 30, when their wives, children, everything were captured by these Amalekites, they have really brought trouble to. Do you know the Amalekites were actually the descendants of Esau? Yeah. Yeah. Troublemakers. No wonder every time Israel was on there. Jacob prophesied it. I mean, Isaac. Yeah. You will always serve. They will be with you. You will be frustrated. All kinds of things. Eventually, even God wanted to clear them. That's Agag and things. It was Amalekites. Cleared, and then they left Agag. They left some things. So, a whole lot of... I mean, this guy, Agag came... Yeah. Naaman was Haman, Haman, the one who troubled Mordecai. He's an Amalekite. Yeah. So as for Jacob and Esau trouble, it started from the woman. It's never finished. Every time, and Israel fought the Amalekites, and Israel fought the Amalekites, and Israel fought the Esau's children. Yeah. Esau's grandchild was called Amalek. And the descendants of Amalek always... Trouble. It's the curse. Not the curse. It's they sold the thing and then spoke. That was it. Anyway, but you go into God's presence. I want every one of us, for the anointing to get active, you must spend time, a lot of time with God. In prayer, in fasting, in the word, in worship, in fellowship, podcasts. I mean, you're walking, and Even what you are listening to, the music, the word, is all keeping you in his presence. It will activate and sustain the anointing. Your killing anointing will be sustained in Jesus' name. Anything else that stands in the way is taking you away from your kingly anointing, drawing you out and making you rejected. You shall not be rejected in Jesus' name. You will go to God's presence. Yeah. You will go to God's presence. May you love God's presence. Like we are in a fast now. Many of you don't even know. From 6 o'clock, from morning till 3 p.m., it will break. We have prayer meeting 5 to 6 in the morning on the prayer line, and also 12 midday to 1. Just 1 hour, 1 hour each. Many of us don't come. More than half of you don't come. Although some of you are sitting at home. Or not sitting at home, but at lunchtime you are eating. It's not good. It will not enhance your kingly anointing. You have a low chance of operating in that kingly anointing if that is your lifestyle. A low chance. And any blessing that's associated with the kingly anointing, you will not get it. And it's dangerous. May we all walk in the kingly anointing by loving the presence of God. Jesus' name. Loving the presence. Quiet time. You rise up in the morning. You can even do personal all night. It's a sign. It will enhance the kingly anointing.
Amen.
You see, the thing about Saul was he was anointed. So like everybody got the spirit. But after that, what happened? That's the thing that we're saying. It's not just the initial, I'm born again, I have the spirit of God. But after that, what happens? This is what we are learning. After that, what did he do? And how did he lose it? Okay, so all the things that Samuel said, this is what the way to go, the steps, that's what we are learning. The next step, the anointing, the kingly anointing will set you up to meet certain people. I will call right people. Because the Bible says that thou shalt meet a company of prophets, not prostitutes, although they all start with P-R-O. Prophets. You come into the company of prophets coming down from the high place. That means that you see, on your way up, God will set you up with godly people who will help you. They have been there. I've been there before. I've been a Christian for longer. I've been a prophet longer. Let me help you. Unless you accept somebody who has been there, your kingly anointing will not flow. Yeah. When the Lord gets you in touch with prophets, people who already speak the words of God, he's setting you up for your kingly anointing to be enhanced. Yeah. If you get born again and you are not in fellowship, you don't have a pastor, you don't have a prophet, you don't have a mentor, you don't have a shepherd, you are not going to have much. You must meet prophets. You must... God will set you up with prophets to help you. And you will prophesy with them. You will do the work with them. You will have to flow with them. Yeah. That's how I got to be enhanced to the point where now, even here, now look at you. But I'm still in touch with my prophets. Through podcasts, through phone calls, through texts, through visits, through camps. I need it. I need it. You don't fight your Samuels. Immediately this guy started fighting Samuel, the anointing went down. Immediately. Rebelling, the anointing went down. It's called backsliding also. Anybody who leaves the interaction of the prophets to be met, you're on your way down spiritually. It's the truth. When the Bible says iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. In Proverbs chapter 17 verse 7 or 7:17, I always get them confused. Iron sharpeneth iron. That's what it means. You need iron to be sharp. You don't need your bed. Yeah, this is how backsliding starts, and this is how people become useless. Although they are Christians, they were supposed to be doing. Every Christian is supposed to amount to something. Every Christian, without exception. And that's what chalak means. This man chalak, Proverbs 27:17. This man chalak because he met prophets. First he met Samuel, and then he met prophets. Amen. That's why the Bible says the anointing attracts virgins. Songs of Solomon chapter 1 and verse 3. Bible case says, because of the ointment, because of the savor of thine ointment, thy name is poured forth. Okay, here. Because of the savor of thy good ointment, thy name is as ointment. Why twice? Poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. You will meet pure people. Yeah, God will set you up with people, pure virgins love thee. It means people, pure people, the right people, upright people, correct people. You shouldn't be associated with weed smokers. Your anointing will be drained. Drug dealers, people who lead you to go and drink. Your kidney anointing will never flourish. You might as well leave that person. Yeah. Evil communication will corrupt good manners. Giving is a kingly anointing. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20 that he that walketh with wise men shall become wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. But I like this version in New Living Translation. New Living Translation says, and watch your life turn to pieces. New Living Translation, Proverbs 13, 20. New Living Translation. Okay. He said, he that walks with, walk with wise, and then give me the amplifier. Walk with wise men and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. Give me the message. Give me the message. Give me the message. Become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall to pieces. Clap for the Lord. So, because of the anointing, the virgins do love thee. Okay. Yeah. When a pastor comes after you, virgins do love thee. There's something there. Comes after you to join to do something. Virgins do love. It's a savor of the ointment. Hallelujah. Don't fight it. Amen. Now, the next one is the kingly anointing will make you prophesy or make you preach or make you speak the word of God. Amen. To prophesy is to speak under the guidance and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6 says, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them. So when God has made us kings and priests, and you are really under the influence of the Holy Spirit, when you come to people that are prophesying already, what God expects for you is to prophesy with them. People winning souls already, you should win souls with them. People who are preaching, you should be preaching with them. People who are serving God, serve God with them. People who are worshiping, it is not enough to see a pastor who preach. Preach with them. God is expecting that you will become like them. Even if though you are Saul, you were just a donkey boy the day before. The following day, when you get born again, the Spirit of God comes from you. When you meet the prophet, you will, the next thing, they take you into the room, and then they are praying for you. They show you shepherds and things. You are supposed to become a shepherd too. You are supposed to also grow and prophesy with them. Eric, are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah, you hear what I'm saying? I'm speaking to you. Yeah. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I will not stop preaching this way in case you are questioning. This is you. You are a king. You are a priest. You have a kingly anointing, a priestly anointing. Yeah. You're supposed to join the prayer line too and pray with them and not be just quiet on the prayer line. Prophesy with them. That is what enhances the anointing. Meet with them. Go for outreaches with them. Yeah. prophesy with them to the point they wonder, hey, you too?
It is coming. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
The next point, you will be transformed into another man.
People who knew you before you were anointed or born again will be unable to relate with you in your transformed status.
Come on.
When Pastor Daniel's wife sees him, he says, man, this is another man. This is another man. I mean, he may still be brown, but he's another man. He's another heart. Another anointing. Still brown sugar, but he's another man. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Bible says, 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 6, and you shall be turned into another man. And you shall be turned into another man. Allow yourself to become different. Allow yourself. Don't stick to the old ways. Come on. You drank yesterday. And you have been born again. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. For you to rise up to the final status of killing, you must walk and accept that I am a different man. This cannot continue. I cannot continue with these girls. I cannot continue drinking. I cannot continue this foolishness. I cannot continue sleeping at home when the church services are going on. I cannot continue the fast is going on. Join them, prophesy with them, fast with them. I cannot do this. Mommy, are you fasting? You need to join it.
Every mommy here, I mean you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, I'm telling you, I have seen it. I've been a pastor for more than 20 years by the grace of God. These things are clear. It is those people that join, that become kingly, and that go up. Yeah. That God puts his inheritance, makes you captain. It is such people. You watch it. The people that are going to rise up in the kingly anointing are the people that join everything that is being done. That join the outreach. That joined the prayer, that joined the worship, that joined the fellowship. It is clear. And they join and they become another man and they prophesy with the prophets, that are associated with the prophets, that are led by the prophets. I'm telling you, it's a very practical, I've seen it. You have seen it, even you. Even though you don't do it, you've seen it. Oh, no, it's true. You yourself, you can testify that if they tell you which of these people will become operating the kingly anointing. You can even point out and tell me without reading the book what they do. And everything I've said will be inside. Yeah. By looking at them, you'll be reading the Bible and telling me the steps that took them to the kingly anointing. You are next to go there in Jesus' name. Martha, Martha, there's a reason why you are not operating the kingly anointing. But you'll operate the kingly anointing in Jesus' name. Mary, you will operate the kingly anointing in Jesus' name. Oh, Martha and Mary, clap for the Lord Jesus. That's so cute. Now, the next thing is you will do as occasion serve thee. 1 Samuel 10:7. That thou do as occasion serve thee. Listen. You will have a lot of opportunities. Use them. Occasion safety. Use it. Do it. You will have facilities, ministries, gifts. Whatever is there to do, go ahead and do it. Amen. You will take decisions naturally and flow with God as you go along. Your decisions will be inspired by the Holy Spirit. Don't resist it. Your decisions will be inspired by those. You will seek God first. You will love spiritual things. Yeah. When you don't love spiritual things, be worried. Let me tell you, it's God who created you. If he has given you a gift, it's supposed to help you. It will help you. The gift will help you. The gift will take you forward. The gift will give you the things that you need in life. In case you are not certain that it's true, look at me. Do I look funny? Yeah, do I look funny?
I don't look funny. Does it look like God has demoted me? No. 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 Listen, I entered Kolebu and I saw them praising God that they speak in tongues. Me too, I'll speak this tongue, some of these tongues. I started. They are doing ministry meetings. Me too, I'll go for ministry meetings. I said, they are doing outreaches. Me too, I'll go for outreaches. That's how I started. They are starting churches. Me too, I'll start a church. When? They're training, shepherds training. I say, after church, they wait and then they train. I'll wait. That's it. That's how the kingly anointing operates. Otherwise, nobody will even recognize that you've been made a king and a priest. But you have made a king and a priest. Jesus himself did it. And he showed it to John, the beloved, in Revelation, that that is what I've done to every Christian. But whether they walk in the kingly or the priestly anointing is up to them. Yeah. Smokey, you are the one-legged king in Jesus' name. You can still do it. Yeah. The next thing, your heart will be changed. God gave him another heart in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 9. Without a change of heart, you cannot receive or operate that anointing. Soften your heart. Some of us are too hard, too rebellious, too resistant to change, too hard on yourself. You can't be told what to do. Soften your heart. A soft heart is always a good thing. Chill. Calm down. You're too... It's not helping you. This anointing will work on you in Jesus' name. I'm telling you. You will do great works in Jesus' name. You will go forward in Jesus' name. You will prophesy in Jesus' name. Your heart will change in Jesus' name. And Bible says your calling will be questioned. Be questioned. Yeah. You cannot enter the ministry without being challenged, questioned, and resisted. Be questioned. People will question you. The Bible says, and it came to pass, when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets. Then the people said one to another, what is this that has come upon this son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? What is this that I come? What do you think? You two, you're coming to preach to me. I slept with you. Now you're coming to preach to me. They'll question you. I know your girlfriend. My sister is your former girlfriend. Yeah. What are you talking about? You say you're a pastor. Pastor what? Password. Did you say password or pastor? You better call yourself password. The pastor, I can't accept it. They will question it. Yeah, people have questioned, am I looking for money? You, Patricia, when I came to you the first time, you didn't really believe. You were one of the first people that I saw. You didn't come. Yeah. What do you want? One person asked me, what do you want? You know? Yeah. Why do you keep coming to my house like that? Why do you keep coming to my house? What do you want? They will question you all. You follow up, they will question you. Do you want the girl? Do you want my daughter? Or is it me that you want? And they'll question you all that. It's ministry. Yeah. Why is it that you're always calling us? You want more tithe, isn't it? You want more members. Tell Pastor, I'll come for him, okay? They'll question, what is this? What is this? One person asked me, yeah, don't you have enough money from your medical practice? You want to also spend what? Yeah, one person asked, what is the main reason you're doing this? Tell me, what's the main reason? You're a doctor, you should have enough. Are you greedy? Why? Yeah, you see that pastors get more money, isn't it? You want to drive a bigger car, isn't it? They'll question your calling. They'll question your calling. What has come upon you? You know how it is, you never say hello to somebody and one day you say hello, then the person asks you, what do you want? What do you want? Yeah, what do you want? When you change, people will ask you this. You must persist and persevere and prevail. After a while, they will see that you are genuine. You are transformed for real. Others ask, what is it? What has come upon you? Look, if you really change, one day, even your wife may not be able to sleep. They'll be watching you. Somebody calling, what has come upon this guy? It's Saul also among the prophets. That's how it is. If you haven't faced that, you perhaps are not walking on the kingly anointing. Yeah. Real change will cause people to question, what has come upon you? Are you sick? You need a psychiatrist. What's your problem? Have you started drinking? Are you on medication? Are you on drugs? Have you seen any dream? He said, but tell the person, I am on my kingly anointing. I'm on my kingly anointing. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. And one of the people in the same place answered and said, but who is their father? When did they become this way? It's like they're born again. It's like they've changed father, they've changed family. I can't recognize them. Therefore, it became a proverb. Is Saul also among the prophets? Look at the next person and say, is Michael also among the prophets? Find the name. If you know the name, say, is Brenada also among the prophets? And answer, yes. Brenada is also among the prophets. Yes. Yes. It's actually a prophetic king. It's a prophetic priest. Jesus' name. Then finally, the kingly anointing will cause some people to support you. Some people will support you. People will support you. People will support you. With time, people will support you. So it's genuine. It's real. Like you are supporting me now. Like you've accepted me now to support you. It says, and Samuel said to all the people, in verse 24, see ye whom the Lord has chosen, that there is none like him among all the people. And all the people shouted and said, God save the king. They have accepted him as king. Then the next one is, some people's hearts will be touched to follow you. Yeah. Some people will be touched to follow you, like you are following me. Like we are following Bishop Doug. Our hearts have been touched. Amen. Our hearts have been. Don't worry. You will speak to people. God will touch their hearts. Amen. You don't need to worry. Start speaking to people. God will touch your hearts. Start a fellowship in your house. Start a fellowship, a bus cell. Start a fellowship at your workplace. A Bible study here. This thing here. A scripture thing here. A scripture text there. Even on your Facebook page, start saying something. They'll say, hey, you used to send a naked, whatever, porn. But now suddenly scriptures have started. No problem. They have to question you. Yeah. They wonder, when they see the words instead of the pictures, they wonder, is it a descriptive thing? No, it's not a descriptive, it's a scripture. It's a scripture. You may even wrongly quote it, but it's a start. Some people will support you. Some people will support you. Amen. Some people, they will be touched by the words of even your past prostitution, they will still be touched. Amen. Verse 26. And then 14, the kingly anointing will stir up opposition. But the children of Baal said, how shall this man save us? Opposition is okay. Like you, some of you even oppose me. It's okay. It's a sign. You see, if there's nothing ripe on the mango, then that is why children don't throw stones. But when they start throwing stones, something good is up there. Ripe mango is up there. Ripe man, something good is happening. Expect opposition. Except people say you are not genuine. Yeah, expect it. Expect people to say that you are brainwashed. Amen. Without opposition, you should even question your own calling. The presence of opposition is a sign of God's calling and anointing. Even Jesus had opposition. Why don't you want opposition? You'll get them. I promise you, I prophesy your position in Jesus' name. Amen. Then finally, the kingly anointing will stir up despisement. And they despised him and brought him no presence, but he held his peace. Yeah. Even as I'm preaching, some of you despise me. That is okay. Yeah. You will admire me later by the grace of God. You will touch me later. You will be touched. Hallelujah. Every message, they are despisers and they are receivers. You will be part of the receivers in Jesus' name. You will not be despiser in Jesus' name. May you not be despised in Jesus' name. May your position come early and be transformed into receivers. Put your hands together. Let's rise to our feet. What a king. Tell somebody, I am a king and a priest. The anointing of a king and a priest. It's operating on me in Jesus' name. Don't think that it's a lack of message. This is from the Bible. And it is for you. And it's a transformational thing for you. God will use you. God will anoint you. God is expecting you to activate the anointing. God is expecting you to ride on the anointing. Just like Saul, God is expecting you to move forward and to carry through what he has planned for you. May you operate the kingly and the priestly anointing
in the name of Jesus. I turn into another man. May the people's hearts be touched to follow you. Start a fellowship somewhere. Start a discussion about Christ somewhere. Speak about Christ somewhere. Win, witness somewhere and see the anointing operate, because it's on you. Because it's on you. Because it's on you. So long as you are a Christian, it's on you. Your position is not a problem. In the name of Jesus, may you be able to join the prophets. May you be able to respond to the prophets. May you be saluted. Everything, the hardness of your heart is changing in Jesus' name. Your rebelliousness is changing in Jesus' name. Your stubbornness is changing in Jesus' name. You will respond to God. Respond to his prophets. Respond to his words. Respond to his spirit. You will respond to his presence. You will like his presence because of the kingly anointing in the name of Jesus Christ. You are being turned into another man. What a blessing. What a grace. What a grace. It's the anointing that makes a difference. It's the anointing that will transform your family, transform your future, transform your career, transform your character, transform your heart, even your finances. Because it's of God. And whatever is of the Lord shall prosper, shall be forever. Lord, anoint your people and use us for your glory. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.